Hi, and welcome to episode 21 of Life Lean In. Today, we're going to discuss and talk about and hopefully have a conversation about the fact that it's okay to not be okay. Man, in this past year, 2020, it wreaked havoc on so many people's lives. And what we realized was, we're going through a lot of stuff. We're going through a lot of issues. There's a pandemic. Man, people are getting sick. People are going to the hospital at alarming rates. Obesity is on the rise. Anxiety, depression is on the rise. Loneliness is a pandemic unto itself. Fear is through the roof. And we're facing all of these things. And I want to tell you that it's okay to not be okay. It's really, how do we process grief in our life? How do we process mourning when we go through loss, and whether it's loss of a job or loss of a loved one? Man, we go through these things often. Everyone does. But how we handle it is paramount to our living our best life. And I talk about this frequently with a lot of people, and including our faith community. I lead New Life Church. We talk about this often, that really when we face loss, when we face grief and mourning, our biggest temptation, really the thing that we do best as human beings, is we mask our pain. We mask it. Like, we look for things to mask our pain or the issue that we go through. We mask our loss. We mask our grief. When we're not okay, man, we do everything we can to just cover it up. And man, that can cause a bigger issue, bigger problems. That could lead to anxiety and depression and, man, all sorts of negative things that go in our life, obesity. So many things go awry when we try to mask the fact that we're not okay. The Bible even says, Jesus says in his greatest sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, in the Beatitudes, that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And so I want to suggest to all of us who are diving into this conversation today, is it's not that we don't have an issue-free life, it's that we don't know how to handle our issues. That we try to mask it. We try to mask our pain and mask our problems rather than really embracing the pain and the grief and the mourning. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And so instead of masking, I want to suggest to you that a tip, really, as easy it can sound, is just be real. Be okay with your pain. Find a friend. Find a community of people. I hope you can find a place, even in our church, New Life Church, where you can, it's okay not to be okay, where you can find friends to come alongside of you and to help you. But man, our tendency, man, is to mask up. It's to cover our pain and our issues with so many different things, like busyness. We just think that, man, if we just stay busy, if we go back to work and get all involved and whatever it is, that the pain is just going to go away. And little do we know that we're just covering it up with a Band-Aid. Or the way I like to put it is sometimes we're just sweeping that pain under the rug. And what do we end up with? We end up with lumpy carpet that we end up falling over at some point. So we got to deal with it. We got to take off the mask. We can't just fill it. We can't just mask up with busyness. Or maybe for you, it's, have you heard of the phrase retail therapy? Man, in America, I know specifically in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the American dream that everyone can live it out. And we just have this retail therapy mindset that, man, when things are going wrong or we have pain in our life, man, we're just going to go shopping, or maybe we'll just go buy that new boat or whatever it is. It's a mask, and we're not allowing ourselves to grieve or to mourn, whether it's, again, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, whether it's any kind of loss or pain that you're feeling. You need to be okay with not being okay. You need to be able to say it out loud. You need to own it and say, look, I'm not doing okay. Man, I need some help. And you need to have some friends. You need to have the right people around you that you can be not okay with. And they'll walk you through it. They'll be there for you no matter what happens. Come hell or high water, they will be there with you. So my question is, how are you grieving? How are you mourning? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So it's okay not to be okay. In your life right now, what's going on? Are you able to be honest with it? Not just with yourself. Are you able to take off the mask and say, look, I'm dealing with this issue. I need some help. I need to say it out loud and I need to tell someone. And for some of you listening, you have people around you that I want to suggest to you, you need to make yourself a safe place. You need to be that person that can be loving. You can open up your ears more than your mouth. That you can listen and ask questions and say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And you can be that support. You can be that shoulder to lean on. Man, in this day and age, we need people that we can trust, that we can rely on, that are going to be there for us. And so let's be those types of people. And when we go through issues, let's be honest. Let's take off the mask and say, this is the real me. This is what I got going on. This is what I'm dealing with. And let's go through it together. I often say that the church is a hospital for sinners. That we all have issues and we have things that we go through. And it's okay to not be okay. But you need to come to a place and be around people who are a safe place that you can go through these things, that you can be honest with. You can say, man, I'm going through this issue. And it's a safe place where you can find healing and freedom and possibly even find a new start in life. So how are you grieving? Are you allowing yourself to mourn? Or are you just masking up? This is something to consider. Because I think that the pandemic is terrible, but man, an even worse pandemic is if we face this life and our problems alone. I want you to know that you're not alone, that there are people who do love you and do care for you. And so I want to give you permission to mourn. I want to give you permission to say, man, I'm not okay. And I want to tell you that from me to you, our church, myself, if we can help you in any way, we're here for you. It's okay to grieve. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I hope this is helpful. I hope this will give you some peace, that will allow you maybe even to take a step towards telling someone what you're going through and that you're lonely, you're fearful, whatever it is. Man, leave it in the comments. Tell us about it. And maybe we can help bring some people around you to get through what you're going through. I promise you, you're not alone. God loves you. God is for you. And we have a people who will surround you and help you. You're not alone. And it's okay to not be okay. If this is helpful, I'd love for you to hit the subscribe button in any way you digest this content on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever it may be. Share it with a friend who you think might need to hear this today. And let's come together, because here's the deal. Nobody is perfect. We're all in process. We're all dealing with stuff. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep leaning in.